Welcome to St. Joseph Cathedral in Columbus, Ohio, for the installation mass of the 12th Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, Bishop Robert J. Brennan. We now go live to St. Joseph Cathedral.
Diocese of Columbus. Here from the Cathedral Amble, the Christian community encounters the living Word of God in preparation for the breaking of the bread and for its mission to live out the Word proclaimed. Here you will teach God's people, break open the Word, and encourage your flock to embrace fully God's saving presence. Here is the Lord's altar, around which you will gather with the clergy and the faithful of the Diocese of Columbus in Eucharistic sacrifice. It is a place where the body and blood of the Lord are made present, a place where your people offer their gifts, unfold their good intentions, pour out their prayers, and echo every meaning of their faith and devotion. It is a place of communion and peace where God's people are filled with His Holy Spirit and grow in a life of love. It is a source of unity and friendship where your people will come together as one in Christ with you as their shepherd. It is the center of the church's praise and thanksgiving where together with Christ, High Priest and Living Altar, you will offer the everlasting sacrifice of praise. As we enter the Cathedral Church, for this holy sacrifice of the Mass, I invite you to reverence the crucifix, the sign of our salvation, and to bless this gathering with the water that will remind us of our baptism and of Christ's saving mystery.
Thank you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
I welcome all of you to this celebration of the installation of Bishop Robert Brennan as the 12th Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. As those in attendance can attest, it is a joyful celebration not only for this diocese, its clergy, religious, and laity, but also a joyful occasion for our interfaith and ecumenical friends, for the province of Cincinnati, and indeed for the Catholic Church in this country. In a special way, I want to acknowledge and welcome Cardinal Dolan and all the bishops who are here with us today. Thank you for joining us on this happy occasion. Thank you for your fraternal support and prayers. Certainly, I want to acknowledge Bishop Campbell, the 11th Bishop of Columbus, and Bishop Griffin, the 10th Bishop of Columbus. Thank you, Bishop Campbell, for the 15 years you served this diocese, and Bishop Griffin for the 21 years as Bishop of Columbus. Bishop Brennan, on behalf of the bishops of the province of Cincinnati, I welcome you to the Diocese of Cincinnati and the state of Ohio. We look forward to working together with you. Your Excellency, Archbishop Christophe Pierre, Apostolic Nuncio, you honor us with your presence. Please convey to the Holy Father our gratitude for his continuing solicitude for the Church in this country. I now invite you to read the Apostolic Letter of Appointment.
Your Eminence, Cardinal Dolan, Your Excellency, Metropolitan Archbishop Dennis Schnur, Your Excellency, Bishop-designate Robert Brennan, Your Excellencies, Bishop Frederick Campbell and Bishop Griffin, dear Brother Archbishop and Bishops, dear priests, deacons, and consecrated religious, dear lay faithful of the Diocese of Columbus, dear friends, I am truly pleased to be with you today in this Cathedral of St. Joseph, who is the patron of the Universal Church, as Bishop Robert Brennan is solemnly installed as the 12th Bishop of Columbus. Before I carry on, I would like to thank, in a very special way, his predecessor, Bishop Campbell, and, of course, the ante-predecessor, Bishop Griffin, the two. So I invite you also to thank them for their good work. I'm sorry I did not measure the time of the applause, but it was quite good. Your Excellency, it goes without saying that this is a special day for you and for this beloved flock in Columbus who are the heirs of the great Dominican missionary, Edward Fenwick, who began his ministry in these parts in Somerset. You follow in the footsteps of men like the first Bishop of Columbus, Bishop Sylvester Rosecrans, and by God's grace, you will build upon the rich legacy of faith in this diocese and in the capital of the state in Ohio. Is that the way you pronounce it? Ohio? Although you will miss your beloved Diocese of Rockville Center, and you came with a big company of bishops from Rockville Center, I'm sure that you will quickly become accustomed to life in Ohio. I am told that the weather is beautiful in Ohio. But if you don't like it, I am also told that you only need to wait 15 minutes for it to change. Of course, much has changed since the foundation of the Diocese of Columbus more than 150 years ago. This sea city is now a metropolis with one of the largest universities in the country and a thriving business and financial sector. It is quickly becoming a meeting point of people from different nations and cultures. Your experience in Rockville Center, your ability to engage others in constructive dialogue, and your love for immigrants have prepared you for this new responsibility to which the Holy Father has called you, to bring the joy of the gospel to the people of this diocese, acting as father and shepherd, standing in the midst of your people as one who has come to serve, and uniting them in the bonds of love. Furthermore, I ask you, listen, in a special way, to be close to your priests, especially those in need of encouragement, who daily carry the burdens of office, laboring as co-workers in the Lord's vineyard. Show them a father's love, listening to them and accompanying them. I know too that as Bishop of Columbus, you will assume an additional responsibility as Vice Chancellor of the Pontifical College Josephinum. I am sure that you will be vigilant in the formation and care of the future ministers of the gospel. I have every confidence that you will be extra vigilant and give it your full attention, especially because I am the Chancellor, the big boss. Your Excellency, as you carry out the work of new evangelization, we entrust you to the powerful intercession of Saint Joseph and to Saint Francis de Sales, so that through your faithful and courageous ministry to the people of God in Columbus, Ohio, and to the community beyond, you will bear witness to the mercy and tenderness of God. What is being asked of you is not easy. When things seem difficult, just recall the motto of the state of Ohio: with God, all things are possible. And now it is my joy to read for you the apostolic letter of appointment. You know that this letter is sent by the Holy Father, signed by it, by the Holy Father, and in Latin. And I will read you a nice translation. To our venerable brother, Francis, Bishop, servants of the servants of God. To our venerable brother, Robert John Brennan, until now titular bishop of Erdonia and auxiliary of Rockville Center, appointed bishop of the Diocese of Columbus, greetings and apostolic blessing. In order that the entire and living gospel be continually preserved in the church and also be preached everywhere, the apostles left behind bishops as their successors, handing on to them their apostolic mandate. Accordingly, the pastoral care of the Catholic family constantly demands from us, who have succeeded Blessed Peter, to appoint for all ecclesial communities their own ordinaries, zealous preachers of the ineffable love of God. And so, since the flock of Columbus stands in need of his shepherd, owing to the resignation of our venerable brother, Frederick Francis Campbell, we turn our thoughts to you, venerable brother, who, having already acquired the experience of a genuine and trustworthy pastoral ministry, seemed, in our judgment, to be suitable for governing that diocese. Therefore, upon consultation with the Congregation for Bishops, by virtue of our apostolic authority, we release you from the bond of the titular see of Erdonia, mentioned above, and the aforementioned office of auxiliary, as we appoint you Bishop of Columbus, conferring upon you at the same time both the rights and obligations which pertain to this office in accordance with canon law. As you undertake this new responsibility, take care to inform the clergy and the people entrusted to you about this appointment, as we, on our part, hasten to encourage them to welcome you warmly as their bishop and shepherd, who stands in the midst of them with love and zeal. Finally, venerable brother, aided by help earnestly sought from on high, you will carefully make known to the people entrusted to you the precepts of Christ the Lord as well as his saving voice, so that the sheep hear his voice and follow him, enjoying a great abundance of spiritual fruit. Given at Rome, at St. Peter's, on the 31st day of the month of January, in the year of the Lord, 2019, the sixth of our pontificate. And this is signed Pope Francis.
So very well.
The Long Islander.
Ah, that's wonderful.
St. James, for 8 years, and now here 22 years. God bless you, sir.
Good to meet you. Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, who in each pilgrim church throughout the world make visible the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, graciously grant that your faithful may be so united to their shepherd and gathered together in the Holy Spirit through the Gospel and the Eucharist as to worthily embody the universality of your people and become a sign and instrument in the world of the presence of Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. You have collapsed through your guilt. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, 'Forgive all iniquity and receive what is good, that we may render as offerings the bullocks from our stalls.' Assyria will not save us, nor shall we have horses to mount. We shall say no more, 'Our God,' to the work of your hands. For in you the orphan finds compassion. I will heal their defection, says the Lord. I will love them freely, for my wrath is turned away from them. I will be like the dew for Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall strike root like the Lebanon cedar and put forth his shoots. His splendor shall be like the olive tree and his fragrance like the Lebanon cedar. Again, they shall dwell in his shade and raise grain. They shall blossom like the vine, and his fame shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, what more has he to do with idols? I have humbled him, but I will prosper him. I am like the verdant cypress tree. Because of me, you bear fruit. Let him who is wise understand these things. Let him who is prudent know them. Straight are the paths of the Lord. In them the just walk, but sinners stumble in them." The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Lectura de la carta del apóstol San Pablo a los filipenses. Hermanos, todo lo que para mí era ganancia, lo consideré pérdida, comparado con Cristo. Más aún, todo lo estimo pérdida, comparado con la excelencia del conocimiento de Cristo Jesús, mi Señor. Por Él lo perdí todo, y todo lo estimo basura, con tal de ganar a Cristo y existir en Él, no con una justicia mía, la de la ley, sino la que viene de la fe en Cristo, la justicia que viene de Dios y se apoya en la fe. Para conocerlo a Él y la fuerza de su resurrección y la comunión con sus padecimientos, muriendo su misma muerte, para llegar un día a la resurrección de entre los muertos. No es que ya haya conseguido el premio o que ya esté en la meta. Yo sigo corriendo a ver si lo obtengo, pues Cristo Jesús lo obtuvo por mí. Hermanos, yo no pienso haber conseguido el premio. Solo busco una cosa: olvidarme de lo que queda atrás y lanzándome hacia la meta de lo que está por delante. Corro hacia la meta para ganar el premio al que Dios desde arriba llama en Cristo Jesús. Palabra de Dios.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "This is the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Archbishop Pierre, I can assure you, even with my New York accent, you had Ohio down just right. But let me tell you how we spell it. O-H? I'm learning. My very dear friends in Jesus and our Blessed Lady, permit me to share with you how I came to my Episcopal motto, "Thy will be done." You see, both of my grandfathers died relatively young in life. My one grandfather, 2 years before I was even born, I never met him. My other, just before I turned 4 years old. Him I remember. As a result, my grandmothers played an important part in our family's life. Working in the city, they would spend weekends with us out in Long Island and were always a big part of our family gatherings, our family just being together. One family ritual involved, as you might expect, the visit to the cemeteries. One, up in Valhalla, New York, where Babe Ruth is buried, right? Yes. Babe Ruth. And the other, turns out, about 7 or 8 minutes from where we eventually settled in Long Island. Etched on the stone of my father's father's grave are those words, "Thy will be done. My other grandfather, thy kingdom come." So from a very, very young age, I would see those words carved, etched in stone. Etched in stone, and therefore eventually etched in my own head, carved in my own heart. So years later, when I was asked to choose a motto, went right to the words, thy will be done. It made sense. Now, I have to tell you, my nieces and nephews, some of them are here today, had all kinds of suggestions. One of them did a great deal of research, had some pretty serious ones. He had some great ones. One was, the Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He did his research. Another, you are all fishers of men. He went to the Gospels. He went to St. Thomas. He went to St. Augustine. He even went to the wonderful world of Disney. He's from the Toy Story generation. You've got a friend in me. And the fan favorite was, a rosary a day will keep Lucifer away. And so, when I spoke to my family, we were talking about it, and I said to my father, well, those words are on your father's tombstone. And he said, yeah, I know that, of course. He said, you don't? Those words were incredibly important to your grandfather. See, both of them had tough lives. My father's father comes from generations of coal miners in Pennsylvania, working under very difficult circumstances. He and his family moved to New York, where he worked with clean and breathing in all kinds of fumes. He lost a brother in the war. Other family members, through tragic circumstances, made it through the Depression, raised a family in the war. My other grandfather, an immigrant from Ireland, came over when he was barely out of his teenage years, not thinking he'd ever get back. He became a train man in the New York City subway system. And both of them never sought to make their lives better. They did all these things to build a life for their children and their grandchildren for us. And so my father told me that he had a card. His father had this prayer card with those words, thy will be done. Actually, it was a scene from the Agony in the Garden where Jesus is praying, not mine, but thine be done. He said it was important to him all through his life, and particularly in his illness, he suffered a very long and painful death. And that card, that saying, made such a difference. Lessons from eternity. So you see, there I was, 50 years old, and about to be a bishop. My grandfather's still teaching me from the grave, teaching me from eternity. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come. Easy words to say, but can you imagine the fortitude that it takes to pray those words when life is tough, when it's painful? Friends, the great mystery we celebrate today is that God comes to reveal us his will. God doesn't leave us out there guessing, trying to figure it out or stumble in the darkness, but God comes to reveal that will. And we hear it today as one of the teachers of the law approaches Jesus. He goes right to the source. What is God's will? What is the greatest commandment? And of course, we know it. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength, with everything you have, and you shall love your neighbor. There we have it, the will of God. There we have it. Yes, it seems kind of logical and clear, but let's be honest, how often do we complicate the matter? Pray those words. Let them be an examination of conscience. Let them enter deep into your heart and your soul. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with everything you have, and love your neighbor as yourself. In the end, is my life really about God and others, or is it all about me? You see, your sacrifices, your acts of generosity, your concern for one another, the sacrifices of your life as priests and deacons and people of God and religious, your sacrifice means something. They make a difference. They're seen and appreciated and loved by God. You do, as Mother Teresa would say, simple things with great love. Indeed, God gives us his will. Love, we know, is effectively willing the good of the beloved. It means living the truth with joy and charity. It means encouraging and building up. It means standing for the gospel of life, the needs of the poor, of the vulnerable. Remember St. Paul's words? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. It is not pompous. It's not inflated. It's not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It's not quick-tempered. Neither does it brood over injury. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. In the end, friends, in the end, our love for God and for others is only possible because we are deeply loved by God. Deeply, deeply. How keenly we are aware of that in these days of Lent. God's love never fails. And when we believe this, we're moved, impelled, inspired into mission. My grandfather's handed on a priceless legacy of faith, hope, and love that was passed on to us by our parents. These are great treasures, aren't they? Here, for us in the Diocese of Columbus, we too are the heirs, as you said, Archbishop Pierre, of a wonderful legacy of faith. We stand on the shoulders of the people who built this up for us. And now, it's our turn. It's our turn as a new generation. The faith they handed on to us, faith, hope, and love, these aren't museum pieces to be admired and watched, but a living encounter with the risen Jesus Christ. And so, with all our hearts and all our souls, we cry out, heart and soul, thy will be done, as we love the Lord our God. You know, one chooses a motto not because one's really good at it. One's motto doesn't mean that this is what you're all about and that you've achieved it. You choose a motto because you need to be reminded, because you have a long way to go. And so may I take these words of St. Paul to the Philippians as my own. Philippians, why did I do that? St. Paul says, it's not that I have already taken hold of it, or already attained perfect maturity. But I continue my pursuit in the hope that I may possess it, since I have indeed been taken possession of by Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I, for my part, do not consider myself to have taken possession. Just one thing. Forgetting what lies behind, but straining forward to what lies ahead, I continue my pursuit toward the goal, the prize of God's upward calling in Christ Jesus. Together, we look forward and make our way toward the goal. Just one last thing. A couple of years ago, I had the opportunity, I've been to Ireland, I have family still there, I was traveling in Ireland, and I made my first visit to a hilltop cemetery where my ancestors were buried a long time ago. I stood before the tomb of my great-grandparents on that gray, cold, and winter day. There were a few of those in Ireland, you know. There, etched into the stone of the tall and beautiful Celtic cross, I read those words. Can you believe it? Thy will be done. It moved me deeply that the powerful legacy of lived faith, hope, and love. It's a legacy that's brought me here to you today, in this place, and in this moment. My fervent prayer now is that we together, in this beautiful Diocese of Columbus, will etch our own legacy of faith, our embrace of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Praise be the name of Jesus Christ. Now.
Brothers and sisters, as we make our prayer for our community and for the world, let us all pray to Christ the Lord, not only for ourselves and for our own needs, but in love for the entire people.
Moma yamom pa yama Catholic asori. Yesre unyankupon adum, eni ninshira ema yen asofupon, eni asofunyina. Seni ebe ya ubetu wonhon esiho, na wadi wonhon abo aforie, aka unyankupon, ahini honsem, wiwiase afane nyina. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Chúng ta hãy cầu nguyện cho Đức Thánh Cha Francisco, xin Thiên Chúa ban cho Ngài sức khỏe dồi dào để hướng dẫn cộng đoàn dân Chúa với lòng nhiệt thành và khôn ngoan. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Por nuestro obispo Robert, que ahora dirige la Iglesia de Columbus como su pastor principal, para que él sea un maestro fiel, un administrador sabio y un sacerdote santo, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
for the Diocese of Columbus, made up of people from so many parts of the world, that through the Spirit's guidance, we may strive together to be missionary disciples and build up the body of Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Pour toute autorité civile ak politisyen nan nasyon nou an, pou yo kapab ankouraje dignité ak dwa pou tout moun, kel ke swa ras, seks, laj, ou swa kondisyon, konfians yo nan bon Dieu. We pray to the Lord.
Saje, 부제, 수도자 성소의 증거를 위하여 기도합시다. 목자이신 주님, 거룩한 삶으로 초대받는 모든 이들이 주님의 보편적 부르심에 응답하게 하소서. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Para sa mga walang tirahan, mga walang trabaho, at para sa mga bihag sa kahirapan, para sa mga nararatay sa sakit, pinsala at karamdaman, na awa ang awa ng Diyos ay magdulot sa kanila ng kaginhawahan, lunas at kalutasan sa pamamagitan ng pagsisikap ng ating komunidad sa pananampalataya. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Ka chadwang amomaya chakadu kumama de jugen. Ogboboga, chami bishop, ami father, ami deacon, bayabodu kumachukolo ojo, efi diocese wai, kojo atado bogagu, kibiona ojale uma. We pray to the Lord.
O God, our refuge and our strength, hear the prayers of your church, for you yourself are the source of all devotion, and grant, we pray, that what we ask in faith we may truly obtain through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and of all his holy church.
Celebrating the memorial of your Son's boundless love, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through the ministry of your church, the fruits of his saving work may advance the salvation of all the world through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And just to give you thanks and raise to you a hymn of glory and praise, O Lord, Father of infinite goodness. For by the word of your Son's gospel, you have brought together one church from every people, tongue, and nation. And having filled her with life by the power of your Spirit, you never cease through her to gather the whole family, the whole human race into one. Manifesting the covenant of your love, she dispenses without ceasing the blessed hope of your kingdom, and shines bright as the sign of your faithfulness, which in Christ Jesus our Lord you promised would last for eternity. And so, with all the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, while with all the church as one voice we acclaim. Glorified, O God, who loved the human race and who always walked with us on the journey of life. Blessed indeed is your Son, present in our midst, when we are gathered by his love, and when, as once for his disciples, so now for us, he opens the scriptures and breaks the bread. Therefore, Father most merciful, we ask that you send forth your Holy Spirit to sanctify these gifts of bread and wine, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, on the night of the Last Supper, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, gave you thanks, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
Save us, Lord, by your resurrection. You have set us free.
Therefore, Holy Father, as we celebrate the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Savior, whom you led through his passion and death on the cross to the glory of the resurrection, and whom you have seated at your right hand, we proclaim the work of your love until he comes again, and we offer you the bread of life and the chalice of blessing. Look with favor on the oblation of your church, in which we show forth Paschal sacrifice of Christ that has been handed on to us, and grant that by the power of the Spirit of your love, we may be counted now and until the day of eternity among the members of your Son, in whose body and blood we have community.
Lord, renew your church by the light of the gospel. Strengthen the bond of unity between the faithful and the pastors of your people. Together with Francis, our Pope, Robert, our Bishop, and the whole order of bishops, that in a world torn by strife, your people may shine forth as a prophetic sign of unity and concord.
Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the peace of your Christ, and all the dead whose faith you alone have known. Admit them to rejoice in the light of your face, and in the resurrection give them the fullness of life.
Grant also to us, when our earthly pilgrimage is done, that we may come to an eternal dwelling place and live with you forever, there in communion with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, Saint Joseph, her spouse, with the apostles and martyrs, Saint Francis de Sales, and all the saints, we shall praise and exalt you through Jesus Christ, your Son.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father,
Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Let us pray. In this, your church, O Lord, may integrity of faith, holiness of life, fraternal charity, and pure religion flourish and abide until the end. And as you do not fail to feed her with the body of your Son and with your word, so also never cease, we pray, to guide her under your protection through Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you kindly be seated for just a moment?
Thank you. Thank you, Bishop Brennan, for the opportunity just to say a few words. Sacrifice and prayer, those are two essentials of this season of Lent, right? Sacrifice and prayer. Bishop John Barris, Bishop Murphy, the other bishops, the wonderful priests, deacons, and splendid people of the Grand Diocese of Rockville Center, thank you for the sacrifice you've made in sharing Bishop Robert Brennan with the Diocese of Columbus. Thank you, Diocese of Rockville Center. And Mr. and Mrs. Brennan and your wonderful family, thank you for sharing with the church your wonderful son. When I was in Rome in 1976, leaving as a student to come home to be ordained, I had the privilege of meeting now St. Paul VI, and he said, "Are your parents still alive?" And I said, "Yes, Holy Father, they are." He said, he gave me two rosaries, and he said, "Would you give these to your mom and dad and tell them that the Pope thanks them for sharing their son with the church?" My father had that rosary in his casket. My mom, 90 years old, still has it in her purse, right on top of her lottery ticket. So thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Brennan and family, for sharing your son with all of us. Thank you. Sacrifice and prayer. Boy, as to prayer, I don't know if you would remember, my brother priests and deacons anyway, the petition in Wednesday's intercession in evening prayer. When I heard it, I said, this is too good to pass up for Friday. The petition was this in prayer. Listen, Father, you gave us Jesus as our good shepherd. Please be worth your shepherds, the bishops, and the flock entrusted to them. Do not leave the flock without a loving shepherd, and do not leave your shepherds without a loving flock. As I look out at this diocesan family, the flock of the Diocese of Columbus, and as I look at you, Bishop Brennan, I conclude that the Lord has already answered that beautiful prayer. Congratulations.
Eminence, thank you very much for your very kind words, and your presence here honors us. Thank you. Thank you. Archbishop Pierre, Archbishop Schnur, thank you as well. You honor us so very, very much. Archbishop Pierre, please bring our love to our Holy Father. Thank you so very much. To all of you who have traveled near and far to be here today, bishops, I thank you. I have to say a special thank you to the bishops of Rockville Center. There's a small Episcopal conference out there, but Bishop Murphy and Bishop Barris have been such tremendous examples and wonderful, wonderful leaders, and I'm so grateful for everything they have taught me and everything they have helped me to be able to do, to give me the opportunities. Bishop Henning, Bishop Anjay, Bishop Coyle is back taking care of the store. Bishop Perez, we worked together so beautifully, and I appreciate very, very much your fraternity. Bishop Dunn, I've learned so much from you. So for all the bishops of Rockville Center, I thank you very, very much. To all those who, again, the bishops from all around, the priests and the people from Long Island and from other parts of my life who came here, you can see I'm in good hands now. And thanks to you for taking such good care of us. Can you believe my friend Father Pascal came all the way from Nigeria just for this, and he's heading right back. When he gets back to Onitsha, he will have spent more time in the air or on wheels than with his feet on the ground. But to all of you, one and all. To all of you from the Church of Columbus, again, who've come from near and far, right here in the city and from the 23 counties, to all of you who serve so joyfully, so beautifully, thanks for being together. What a great sign that we can be together to be the Church of God here in Central Ohio. And you've embraced me, and I embrace you, and the Lord is going to do great things with us and through us. May God bless each and every one of you. Now, to those who made today so joyful, uplifting, beautiful, and holy, I can't even begin, so I'll just say thank you, thank you, thank you to our community leaders and to the police department who have been just such a help to us. And I want, Cardinal Dolan, you were kind to introduce my family. I want you to meet my family here, my mom, my dad, my brothers and sisters, my nieces and nephews, my aunt, my godmother. I wish I could, I had to leave a lot of the family behind, cousins and all, because we would have overwhelmed this cathedral. But I'll tell you something, I'm so glad you're here and proud of each and every one of you. You know how much I love you and how much I appreciate your love and your goodness. I tell people that I get called a lot of things, mostly decent things. But the proudest thing that I am, that I hear, is that I am the son of Robert and Patricia Brennan. Thank you. And the greatest legacy of my parents, their 58 years of marriage, nearly 58 years of marriage, is the legacy, the way that my brothers and sisters are raising their families with joy, with love for God, and a spirit of generous, generous service. So we thank you all. And again, God bless you. We have more to come, right? There's a line in John's Gospel. There's a line in the Gospel of St. John where at the Last Supper, the Lord says to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear to hear it now. The Lord be with you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our help is in the name of the Lord. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.